Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Poudre Creek, the 85-mile-long stream that forms the border between Solano and Yolo counties, just had a record-breaking year for salmon. More than 2,000 Chinook returned to the waters to spawn in 2025. A decade ago, scientists estimated about 1,700 salmon returned. Now, that may not sound like much, maybe a modest increase, but compared to three decades ago when salmon were extinct in the waterway, this represents a complete 180 for the once struggling Poudre Creek. The victim of droughts, dams, water policy that diverted flows away from the stream, it was all but dried up in the 1990s. But thanks to a landmark accord in 2000, following a years-long legal battle, Poudre Creek has undergone a transformation that has brought back the water and much of the wildlife that was once lost. Though this past year's record-breaking spawn is a major win, 25 years in the making, there is still more work to be done. Here to tell us more about the creek and the record-breaking salmon run is Robert Lusardi, a UC Davis assistant professor, and Max Stevenson, the stream keeper of Poudre Creek. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Thanks, Vicky. Great to be here.
All right, Max, I want to start with you because your official title is stream keeper. And our producer, Andrew Garcia, said that it sounds like a job someone in Middle Earth might have, but it is a real job. It was created by the Poudre Creek Accord. So what does a stream keeper do?
So I work for Solano County Water Agency. And 25 years ago in the Accord, after the creek dried up, the Accord was settled and more water was available for the creek so it wouldn't dry up. In addition to that, this position was created for streamkeeper, and that's my job title. It's the most common question I get besides how many salmon are in the creek. They're like, what the heck's a streamkeeper?
Yeah. Yeah. And now we know. I mean, to learn a little bit more about the history, what was the state of the creek like back in the 1990s? And how much of a game changer was this accord to address the situation?
So in the 1990s, there was a record drought, similar to what we had a few years ago, and the creek did go dry. And a small nonprofit called Poudre Creek Council, located in Davis and Winters, banded together with UC Davis and the city of Davis and demanded more water for the creek. They tried different things. They tried to buy water from Solano County Water Agency to put it in the creek, and none of those solutions worked. So it did go to the courts. He said, years of lawsuits. It was about 10 years of lawsuits. And once they were settled, once the accord was settled, there was a sea change in the attitude and behavior of everyone involved. The water agency folks said, okay, we're moving on. We're gonna work on this creek together now. And the fighting stopped. It drifted away and everyone started banding together. Part of that is my boss, the Lower Poudre Creek Coordinating Committee. So it's half from the Poudre Creek Council side and Davis side and half from the Solano County side that uses the water in the creek. And all our decisions are unanimous. We meet on a monthly basis and it's a public forum for all things Poudre Creek.
Yeah. And now fast forward to today, there was that record-breaking year last year when it comes to salmon runs. Robert, why was there such a large run of salmon last year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think Max would agree. I think the record number of salmon that we saw return here really reflects speaks to the power community and kind of commonly desired goals to restore Poudre Creek and their native fishes. So these include landowners and farmers, the communities of Winters and Davis, of course, Solano County Water Agency and UC Davis as well. I would say that's first and foremost. And then secondly, the restoration that has occurred on Poudre Creek has just been really game changer for salmon and more broadly for native fishes. So I'll start with that. I think the big thing on restoration is the idea that of providing environmental flows for fishes below dams has really been a boon for Poudre Creek. Poudre Creek, of course, at Monticello Dam, constructed in 1959 or closed in 59. That's going to change your flow regime, right? These fish have evolved for 10,000 years, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, within a kind of snap, things change for them. So understanding what those fish need at certain times of year and how much water they need has been really critical. And then on top of that, local restoration efforts by Solano County Water Agency for spawning gravels and whatnot have been a real boon for those fish as well.
I always just find it remarkable that, you know, despite even being cut off due to water infrastructure or drought, salmon are still able to return to these historical spawning grounds, even if, you know, it's been cut off for years or even decades.
They, this is what salmon do, and this is why we have such salmon ecologists and folks that work in rivers and habitats and whatnot. We have a lot of hope. They are really good at doing exactly what you said, which is through time over the last 73 million years, they have blinked on and off across the landscape, but they're very good at coming back when the habitat is there. And that, to me, is, I think, what we're seeing on Pewter Creek.
You know, what I've learned over the years is the health of a waterway and the health of salmon, I mean, are very much one and the same. What role do salmon play in helping bring a thriving ecosystem to waterways like Pewter Creek?
Yeah, I think, you know, we think of salmon as umbrella species. So these are, because their life cycle is so unique and diverse, they're in the river, they're in the ocean, they come back to the river. They could be thought of as umbrella species for the rest of the native fishes in the system, right? And so when we're protecting or we're trying to conserve salmon and trying to adjust management for them, we're doing the same thing for other native fishes in the system as well. And while we saw a record number of adult salmon return this year, I'll also just mention that we have seen a resurgence of native fishes in general in Pewter Creek, largely having to do with the decisions from the Corps and working with Solano County Water Agency and, of course, UC Davis.
Max, how does this 180 feel?
Oh, everybody loves the salmon. And we've got 150 landowners on Pewter Creek. About two-thirds of the creek is privately owned and about a third is in public ownership. And I just feel really lucky in my job where when you want to talk about how to move forward with improving salmon conditions, people agree and want to do it. Everybody loves the salmon, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, when you're painting a visual of, you know, Pewter Creek being situated in the middle of agricultural lands located next to some pretty major metro areas, and what you're talking about is like collaboration among different lifestyles, different interests surrounding Pewter Creek. How do you overcome, you know, the challenges of working together for a common goal?
Well, Pewter Creek is a small creek in the landscape of the Sacramento Valley, and the whole valley itself has been dramatically changed over the past 150 years since European settlers came. And even before that, when the natives were managing the system, they were doing management techniques too in a different way. So today, we want to manage to different goals. It isn't just about flood control or water supply or groundwater recharge, but we've got recreational uses, we've got environmental uses, we've got salmon uses. And what happened with the Pacific Flyway in rice flood areas, we stopped burning in the 1990s to get rid of rice stubble and flooding them up for rice decomposition. And that was a huge improvement for the Pacific Flyway with ducks and waterfowl habitat. We can do the same thing with salmon. And Pewter Creek is an example of managing to these different goals. Pewter Creek is 100% changed from its natural state. It's been mined for gravel by the university itself. There's been sewage treatment ponds placed in it. There's been wholesale removal of trees and vegetation for flood control. And in fact, the lower third is an artificial channel dug in the late 1800s as a bypass to protect the city of Davis from flooding. So as humans, we have the ability to change the landscape and kind of do almost whatever we want. Well, let's add salmon to the list, and we can have all the candy in the store. We can have, you know, flood control. We can have water supply, habitat for ducks and birds, habitat for salmon. It's just what we decide as a community together and work towards that. And, you know, as humans, we can do it.
In the last, you know, 10 seconds or so that we have, is a record 2,500 Chinook just the tip of the iceberg?
I think, Rob can answer this, but we think about 5,000 could spawn in Pewter Creek with current gravel resources and potentially more. And it's going to help towards recovery of salmon statewide.
How about you, Robert? This is your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I would agree with Max. I think there's more potential. I think we see variability year to year, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if we see the numbers go up and down. But the big one is thinking about averages through time, right? And what we've seen is a strong kind of increase in salmon in Pewter Creek and a resurgence of these native fishes. And that has just been very exciting to work with Solano and Max and UC Davis. It's just been a great project. Yeah.
Well, Robert and Max, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Vicky.
Thank you.
And that is Robert Lusardi, an assistant professor at UC Davis, and Max Stevenson, the stream keeper of Pewter Creek. We've been talking about how, after a 25-year revitalization effort, Pewter Creek just had a record-breaking salmon run last year. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. If you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.